Here with Mooresville head coach, Andrew Martin. Andrew, let's start off by, last season wasn't the best for us. You know, it was your first time up here at your alma mater. And talk to me about this year and the turnaround, first of all, and what it took to just win and play better baseball.
Well, the best part about it is it was a lot of these same guys that were on that team last year. You know, we added a few pieces here and there, but overall, we didn't graduate a big senior class last year. Last year, we were really young. And so for those guys to experience the success after what they went through last year means the world to me and is what I'm so proud of. They committed to working all off season. They committed to working throughout the season. And it's a different team standing before me today than it was even 2 months ago when we started this thing. So that's what I'm most proud about. It's about them and the work that they've put in.
I've never seen a game like that. I mean, one bloop the whole night, three different pitchers. First, let's talk about Barber. He come out here in a pressure-packed situation and just shut him down.
Yeah, you know, he's someone who, he just lives for that moment. You know, there's some guys that just live to be in the big moment, and that's him. You can see it on the football field, and then it's no different on the baseball field. You know, most of the season he wasn't really able to throw, not really available to throw on the mound. And, man, but late he has obviously come through really, really big for us. And I could not be more proud of him with the work that he's put in, man. He's just stayed ready all year. And it is really just he's reaped what he's sown.
Talk to me about what this is like for you. I mean, there was naysayers out there, oh, he's too young, he's not experienced enough. And you come out here and you win the conference tournament against a great team.
Yeah, Hickory Ridge is a really good team, first off. South Iredell, they were a really good team. West Cabarrus is a good team, man. Our conference is really good. And to win that, man, it's just a testament to the boys. They didn't listen to the naysayers. They believed in what we were doing, and the boys just worked. It's about them, and it ain't about me, it ain't about us coaches. They've just been able to flourish. They just worked super hard. And they've just bought in, and I couldn't be more proud of them. I couldn't be more excited for the guys.
Now, one last one for you. You won a state title yourself. You know what they're getting into next week. I know we're not looking at that. We're looking at it one game at a time. I know you already. Tell me, what's it going to take starting with next Tuesday?
Yeah, I mean, you're 0-0, you know, so we'll see where the chips fall as far as seeding goes. Appreciate it, fellas. Appreciate it. And who will be playing and all that, but and like just like you said, you got to take it one day at a time. The only game that matters now will be Tuesday, and you can't look ahead, you can't start analyzing the bracket or anything like that, man. You just got to take it one at a time, because everybody's 0-0. Everybody's good when you get here. Everybody's good, and everybody's coming with their very best shot. And you know, you just got to continue to work hard, and you know, keep coming to work every day, keep coming to practice every day. And, you just got to keep on wanting it more.
You're the man, Andrew. I'm very proud of you, brother. I know a lot of people are tonight. Thanks for talking to us, and we'll see you next week.
I appreciate it, buddy. Thank you for your time.